of Zimbabwe says in a report issued this week that the ruling ZANU-PF party has effectively hijacked the state television and radio broadcaster ZBC as the party's own private broadcasters. Abel Chikomo, advocacy coordinator for the project, says that the national broadcaster behaves as if it is ZANU-PF's own private radio and television station. This, he says, is in flagrant violation of electoral and broadcasting laws.
From the month of February only, between the 5th of February and the 29th of February, you know, ZTV accorded a total of 3 hours, 22 minutes to the ruling party only. This is in addition to even the 4 hours that the ruling party got in terms of their launch of their manifesto, which time was never given to anybody else. ZBC had to even actually suspend all programming to ensure that they ran the ZANU-PF manifesto live without any interruptions. And we do believe that there's no better indication of the bias and the inequality and unfairness of the reporting of elections than what we have seen already.
In addition, the project issued a stern rebuke to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which it says has failed to fulfill its mandate to ensure that the public broadcaster is balanced and fair in both content and time toward all political parties and candidates. The chairman of the commission, Judge George Chiweshe, told VOA that the commission has set up its own monitoring body and began its work just this week.
So they are really started working in earnest this week, really. And we have not got a report from them because it's only 4 days into the week. But what they will be doing is ensuring that the various requirements, what they are required to do in respect of what part of the election activities and so on, that these are being adhered to.
There are no independent broadcasters based in Zimbabwe, and the state controls all the daily print and electronic media within the country. There are a handful of independent weekly publications. The project's Chikomo says the state media has also failed to educate the electorate about the practicalities of the election and the voting. In addition, he says, the public has not been informed about changes in electoral and media laws, which resulted from the South African-mediated talks between the ruling party and the opposition movement for democratic change.
It's not just about that there is no fair coverage on ZBC. We still don't have the daily news or any alternative daily source of information in this country to date. You know, so there's no political will or commitment on the part of ZANU-PF and the ruling party or government to ensure that they implement, you know, what they seem to have agreed in South Africa.
Opposition parties have also complained that Mr. Mugabe has been using government-funded inducements to win support from the electorate, including salary hikes for civil servants and the army and agricultural equipment such as tractors for people in rural areas. Judge Chiweshe told VOA he couldn't comment on whether this is unfair or illegal.
We the last people maybe to comment on issues like that because they are of a political nature. In essence, it's difficult for us to comment on what is inducement and what is not inducement unless, of course, somebody has filed a charge and it has been sustained in the proper forum. I cannot say anything. My hands are tied. If I say it's wrong, then it means that I am taking a position prematurely because the facts have not been put before me.
The Media Monitoring Project and opposition parties say that in the current climate, it is not possible to hold elections that are not biased in favor of the ruling ZANU-PF and President Robert Mugabe, and that the Zimbabwe Election Commission needs to urgently ensure the public media, such as Zimbabwe Television ZTV, complies with the law. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.